This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. We're going to start with Massachusetts politics today, specifically the congressional race in the state's 7th district. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear from Congressman Michael Capuano, the progressive Democrat who's held the seat since 1998. He's being challenged this year by another progressive Democrat, Boston City Councilor Ayanna Pressley, and she's trying to pull off a political balancing act in not directly criticizing Capuano while also trying to draw a bright line between them. In her campaign announcement this week, Pressley said, quote, "These times demand more than just an ally, they demand an advocate and champion." Again, we'll hear from Congressman Capuano in a couple of minutes, but first, I did speak with Ayanna Pressley a bit earlier today, and I began by asking her to tell me more about why she's running now.
Yeah, I mean, the issues that I have dedicated my life to are certainly being exacerbated in this current climate, given the draconian, cruel, and often bigoted policies coming out of Washington. Tuesday was the State of the Union, and I see the State of the Union on the front lines every single day, with growing income inequality, systemic racism, gentrification, displacement, civil rights, democracy planet are being eroded at and threatened every day. And so I just want to take the work that I've dedicated my life to higher and farther at this critical moment.
Does that mean that you feel like your work on Boston City Council is done and there's not much more for you to do
on
the council?
No, okay. No. What I'm saying is that they're inextricably linked. The country is just simply cities knitted together. And so the work that I'm doing on the municipal level, although local, is nationally relevant. Human trafficking, reproductive justice. I passed a unanimous resolution on the city council during a very trying time in the reproductive justice space to repeal the Hyde Amendment.
Yeah.
And so I simply want to take my fight higher and farther. Mm-hmm. And finally, I'm certainly not raising my 9-year-old stepdaughter to believe that she should ever ask permission to lead. If you believe you have something to contribute and you're ready, raise your hand, stand up and be counted, and make the case.
When it comes to a congressional race, part of what it ultimately comes down to is you're running against Congressman Michael Capuano, who's also a progressive. So when you're around the district knocking on doors and you're asking folks for their vote, what are you going to say when someone opens the door and says, you know, great, except Congressman Capuano has been doing a great job for me for the past many years, so you know, why should I vote for you over him?
Well, no one's denying that. I don't think, you know, someone has to be woefully awful for you to stand up and raise your hand to say that you have a different approach and lens and voice to lend to the same issues. And I know that Congressman Capuano, whom I respect and I'm grateful for his contributions, doesn't take any of this personally. He challenged an incumbent himself. And so he knows how daunting this can be and how intimidating this can be. But even in knowing that, you know, I'll just say that I'm resolute and I have a resolve about at a time in our country when democracy is being dismantled, that we should be preserving and affirming democracy. And that is about choice. And I think I've earned the right to run. I've already been leading in this district. Boston is nearly 70% of the 7th Congressional District. This is a district I cut my teeth in, my first professional job in politics as an intern and later an aide to Congressman Joseph P. Kennedy II when this was the 8th Congressional District. I've been decisively reelected now to my 5th term, 3 times out of the last 4 elections as a top vote getter.
Yeah.
So I've already been leading and contributing in this district.
So just to be clear, no one's questioning. I personally would not question that you've earned your right to run. And as a citizen, I love the idea of competitive primaries. But I guess what I'm getting at is you've said before that really it's about bringing a different lens.
Absolutely.
Are you saying that that different lens comes because you're an African American woman?
Of course. I think I've proven, well, first of all, everyone has their own authentic and unique lens. When you have issues that are being developed through a completely monolithic and homogenized prison, everyone suffers for that. Because if we're being honest, the issues that we are grappling with right now, although complex and pervasive and persistent and are nagging and growing and every other, you know, dark adjective I could bring up, they're not new. So if the issues aren't new, the only thing we can change is the approach and the lens to how we take on those issues. I also just want to say that I plan on running this campaign as I have run campaigns and governed as a city councilor, and that is cooperatively. I'm going to engage community, meet them where they're at, and find out what's on their mind. What I want people to know is that in the same way that I've actively listened and then brought those stories into City Hall, I've brought those voices into government on the local level, and I want the residents of the 7th Congressional District to know, if I'm humbled and honored to earn their partnership, which is really how I govern, cooperatively, to earn their partnership, their confidence, and their votes, and that I will bring their stories with me to Washington.
So I take your point about sort of looking at what this election means in a slightly different way. But at the end of the day, you're asking folks to choose you. That's what you're going to be doing between now and the primary.
Sure. Democracy is about choice.
Yeah, as the better candidate. And the implication there is that you feel that perhaps Congressman Capuano hasn't been doing certain things. And I mean, let me just ask you, what things specifically do you think he hasn't been doing?
This is so much bigger than Michael Capuano and even Ayanna Pressley. What I'm putting front and center and what I'm focused on is the 7th Congressional District, with a growing population of foreign-born residents, a growing population of single female-headed households, of people living below the poverty line, of a district that is reliant 32% on public transit, that is dealing with huge accessibility issues relative to transit. When I look at that and the fact that the district has changed exponentially over the last 18 years and the issues that it is struggling with, these are the issues that I've been working on my entire life. And because we're seeing the State of the Union is what I see on the front lines every single day, you know, why I want to go to Washington and continue to fight for gun control. I woke up this morning to the news of another tragic life loss in Roxbury to gun violence. It's not what I care about. It's what people are struggling with. And these problems are only worsening. Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to say that the line of questioning I'm undergoing is probably one of the reasons why people hate the media, because I need to ask you a little bit more about the particular congressperson that you're running against, right? This is different than if it were an open seat, or it's different than if you were throwing your hat in and we had a Republican representative that you were running against. Perhaps it makes it a more meaningful race. But in terms of the sort of quick and dirty of politics itself, we know that Congressman Capuano has said in the very recent past that, you know, one thing that he's ready to bring if he is indeed reelected is he's got seniority. And if by some miracle the Democrats actually take the House, he's ready to like use that seniority to the best of the district's advantage.
Sure.
Now that's a political reality that you wouldn't have. I would never give
short shrift to seniority. Yeah. I don't know that it's for on the minds of the residents of the 7th Congressional District. What they care about is what they're confronted with every day, whether or not their entire income is going towards child care and rent, and feeling safe in their community, and that they have an equity and opportunity to have the best life possible and to reach their God-given potential. I would also just add that I have not seen any freshman members of our delegation recuse their ability to lead and to have an impact. You know, so at the end of the day, it's about the residents of the 7th Congressional District and what they are prioritizing. And I don't want to discredit the power and the importance of different emphasis on issues, and that we should not define leadership by the binary definition of simply how one votes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think your biggest challenge is as your campaign ramps up now?
It's probably the skepticism that people don't believe that one would be willing to take on the behemoth that is entrenched incumbency that has become a part of the cultural status quo here in Massachusetts just because I want to serve. Perception. And certainly there are implicit biases, but none of that is new to me. And truthfully, I'm used to being underestimated and discounted. And that's been true for my life personally, and certainly as an elected official. I'm up for the challenge. I think this is a fight worth taking on. And again, at a time when our democracy is being dismantled, the opportunity to affirm and preserve democracy by giving the residents of the 7th Congressional District the choice, I think is important.
Councilor Ayanna Pressley, it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I spoke with Councilor Pressley a little earlier this afternoon.